This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the NFL dealing with COVID. Kansas City beat the Patriots last night 26-10 in a game delayed a day after Patriots quarterback Cam Newton and a practice quarterback for Kansas City tested positive for COVID. The Chiefs are letting some fans come to their games, one of six NFL teams doing that, meaning the layout of stadiums have to be altered. Greg Eklund from KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Nate Appleman is an architect for HOK, a Kansas City firm that designs stadiums and other venues. He says he's been busy the last several months on projects to guard against the spread of COVID-19 at football venues.
How are restrooms facilities going to operate from a physically distant standpoint? How are concession stands going to operate? What is our maximum ability to populate the seating bowl in a physically distant scenario?
HOK designed Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Falcons decided not to have fans at home games in September. Now, HOK is mainly working with big college football programs. As for the NFL picture,
Chiefs Kingdom, this trophy belongs to you.
That's chairman of the board for the Kansas City football team, Clark Hunt, sharing a shiny Super Bowl trophy moment with the fans September 10th. Before the NFL season opening kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium, those cheers were from 16,000 masked fans in a 75,000-seat venue. The team's president, Mark Donovan, says they wanted some fans around.
That was a big driver on figure out a way to get our fans in safely. They need to be part of this.
The team worked with Populous, another Kansas City architectural firm, to make changes. Donovan knew that other NFL teams, still figuring out their plans, would be watching.
We take the responsibility very seriously.
The Kansas City Health Department and the team later announced that a fan tested positive for COVID-19 the day after the game. According to the team, the fan was in compliance with the stadium rules while entering the stadium with a face mask. Wearing masks through the whole game is mandatory. The city health department directed 10 people who were at the game to quarantine for exposure. It's up to each NFL team to determine its own fan policy. In Kansas City, I'm Greg Eklund for Marketplace.